So about a year ago, I was at the NPR vending machine getting my afternoon sugar fix, and I met this Mexican guy, and we started to talk about music.
And I met a young Argentinian woman, and the music we were talking about was rock and español, Latin alternative, all these bands that we don't hear on the air.
And we were like, wouldn't it be awesome if we did a show about this?
This is Alt Latino, NPR's new show about Latin alternative music. My name is Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst, and today we're going to talk about music and soccer.
And we're also going to have an interview with Colombian musician Juanes. Jasmine did an interview with him directly from Johannesburg, South Africa, at the opening ceremonies of the World Cup. But first, music and soccer.
Music and soccer go together hand in hand. The World Cup actually always has an official song about soccer. Unfortunately, they tend to be pretty bland and forgettable.
I think you said they suck.
I said that off mic. Thanks for letting everyone know.
Of course, of course. I think it's because it doesn't sound like you're sitting in a stadium drinking, doing the wave, being rambunctious. Take the official song for the 2006 World Cup, for example. Here's Toni Braxton and Il Divo singing The Time of Our Lives.
For the lifetime of heartbreaks that brought us here today.
Oh, give me a break.
I
mean, soccer fans are notoriously rowdy and rambunctious. They're the most passionate fans of all sports. Okay, I'm going to make one exception.
An exception to the rule that the official songs don't cut it?
I have two words for you. Ricky Martin. That was La Copa de la Vida, the Cup of Life, from the 1998 World Cup.
There are plenty of unofficial songs about soccer that rock. First up, Santa Maradona by the French-Spanish group Mano Negra. It's about Argentine soccer star Diego Maradona. And basically, the song says he's the patron saint of soccer, Santa Maradona. Incidentally, he's now the coach of the Argentine national team. Jasmine, why'd you pick this song?
Well, Felix, pretty much everyone I've spoken to agrees that this is the unofficial soccer anthem of the world. I grew up next to a soccer stadium in Buenos Aires. This song is like being at a soccer game. The beating of the drums, the sound of the crowds, the chanting, it's the adrenaline rush of watching a game from the bleachers.
Oh, I like the way they have the stadium noise in this. This is very cool.
By the mid-90s, the band Mano Negra broke up, and lead singer Manu Chao went on to have a very successful solo career. He continued singing about soccer and about Diego Maradona. This is La Vida Tómbola, which means life is a lottery.
It's a lot more mellow. It's even melancholy, I think, because the song gives a darker picture of the rock star lifestyle that some of these soccer players live.
Si yo fuera Maradona y un partido que gana, si yo fuera Maradona, perdido en cualquier lugar, la vida es una tómbola, de noche y de día, la vida es una tómbola, tómbola. Y arriba y arriba. La vida es una tómbola, de noche y de día. La vida es una tómbola, 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 tómbola.
Tómbola.
We're talking about songs about soccer that rock. And so far, we've mentioned Manu Chao and his odes to Argentine soccer icon Diego Maradona. Let's move on to one of the top contenders to win this current World Cup, Brazil.
Well, next we have Ponta de Lança Africano, Umba Para Uma, from Brazilian singer Jorge Ben.
What was the thing, the name you said after Africano?
Umba Para Uma. It's the name of the African soccer player that Jorge Ben is singing about. Check out this guitar work and the percussion and the girl choir. It kind of sounds like Shaft playing soccer.
Umba Para Uma.
We're talking about great songs about soccer. And so far, Felix, I've heard very macho, testosterone-filled songs. You know, women also sing about soccer.
Really?
Yes. We're going to stay in Brazil for now. Here's Porto Alegre native Elise Regina. Her voice is so sexy, so playful. It really does contrast with some of the beer-guzzling dudes we've had so far. Here she is singing Gilberto Gil's Meio de Campo, which means midfielder.
Prezado amigo Afonsinho, eu continuo aqui mesmo, aperfeiçoando o imperfeito, dando tempo, dando jeito, desprezando a perfeição, que a perfeição é uma meta defendida pelo goleiro que joga na seleção. E eu não sou Pelé nem nada, se muito for eu sou tostão.
You know, Felix, this song tells a really interesting story about the life of Afonsinho, an amazing Brazilian midfielder from back in the 70s, who got blacklisted from soccer because of his opposition to the country's ruling military dictatorship.
Prezado amigo Afonsinho, eu continuo aqui mesmo, aperfeiçoando o imperfeito, dando tempo, dando jeito, desprezando a perfeição, que a perfeição é uma meta defendida pelo goleiro que joga na seleção. E eu não sou Pelé nem nada, se muito for eu sou um tostão. Fazer gol nessa partida não é fácil, meu irmão.
Felix, so far we've only discussed Latin American songs, so let's kick the ball to another continent.
Okay, that's cute. Go ahead.
Next we have Holigan by Turkish ska punk band Athena. Now this is an anthem about undying love for one's team, no matter how the team is actually performing. It reminds me of my dad, whose soccer team, which will not be named in a public forum, has not won a championship in decades. So, Papi, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but it's true. But he does still follow the team with so much passion. Felix, that's what I call soccer martyrdom.
We're talking about great songs about soccer, and so far, all of the songs we picked are about the love of soccer. But next, we have the Irish band The Hitchers with a song about the dreaded girlfriend who hates soccer.
Wait, it's not just girlfriends, Felix. I had a boyfriend who had zero interest in soccer.
How did that turn out?
Let's just say it ended very badly.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry I brought it up.
In this song, lead singer Andy Gallagher sings about a girlfriend who waits until the game begins to pick a fight.
Oh, no.
That's really annoying. She sounds unbearable. This is my favorite part of the song.
She waited for the match to start a fight up with me. She said, "What's that you're watching? It's a program about art." She She said a program about art. I said a program about art. And then the greatest midfield artist of them all walked out onto the park. The crowd were on their feet and they whistled and they cheered for the tiny wee Scotsman with the copper colored hair. She said, you just don't care, you never listen, you know.
We've been talking about great soccer songs, and the last pick takes us back to Mexico with the band Maldita Vecindad and their song Fut Callejero, Pura Diversión. And it's about no matter how exciting the World Cup might be, nothing beats kicking the ball around with your homies, your cuates, your boys. Those were our picks of songs about soccer. Now here's someone else who's been thinking about soccer and music, Colombian singer Juanes. He performed at the opening ceremonies of the World Cup in South Africa, and Jasmine spoke to him by phone backstage in between rehearsals for that performance. To listen to this entire interview in Spanish, go to our website at npr.org/music.
Juanes, first of all, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. What's it like there in South Africa right now?
Well, the environment here in South Africa is spectacular. From the moment we arrived at the airport, people here in South Africa have these smiles on their face, this super positive energy. I think it's going to be a very important boost for this continent. So people really show that. People here are really happy, polite, very enthusiastic. I'm really impressed by the people here.
Are there just fans everywhere?
Absolutely. When I got into the airport, there were Chilean fans, Argentine fans. In the street, you could see all the different flags from different countries, the cars, the people, people playing drums everywhere on the street. I mean, it's really one big party.
Tell me, what do you think music's role in soccer is?
Music has an essential role in soccer. I think the powerful mix between music and soccer is amazing because both of these are almost like religions for people. It's a way of bringing people together and being together around soccer, but also culture and music. It means a lot. I'm really happy. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be here.
You know, earlier we were doing a show about the songs of soccer, and we had talked about Manu Chao with some of the songs. Tell me, what songs remind you of soccer?
You just mentioned them. To me, those are the official World Cup songs, the Manu Chao songs. They have this absolutely frenetic energy. I love them.
So, for people who don't follow soccer, how would you describe the World Cup?
Well, I would describe the World Cup as being almost like a religion. Because soccer is a fever, an indescribable magic. For us, it's almost like in our blood. Entire countries stand in support for 11 players and one ball, and it really serves to unite people. Soccer is magical.
Juanes, what are your personal soccer memories?
I remember a lot of kicking and bruising because I've always been a bad soccer player. But I remember in school, during breaks, I would play, or in gym class. Even during tours, eventually we would assemble a game with our technicians and other musicians. So soccer has always been there. Soccer is like this opportunity to get together and celebrate. It's also a very healthy competition.
Finally, the most important question. Who do you think is going to win the World Cup?
The World Cup, well, this is the toughest question. There's two options here. On the one hand, I would love a Latin American country to win. Argentina, Spain, Mexico, or Chile. But I would also like the cup to stay in the African continent, which historically has been so punished. It would be great to see the cup stay in Africa. But who knows? Let's hope this World Cup is something different, and let's hope some roles change.
That was Colombian music star Juanes speaking with Jasmine from rehearsals for the World Cup opening ceremony in Johannesburg, South Africa. You can hear the entire interview in Spanish on our website, npr.org/music.
That's all we have for today. You've been listening to Alt Latino, NPR's new exploration of Latin alternative music.
Remember, we'd like to hear from you. Check in with us on our website at npr.org/music. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Thanks for listening.